Hey folks, welcome to Lyrics and Lattes, a podcast where we extract self-development tips and inspiration from your favorite hip-hop songs over coffee. In this podcast, you'll be given practical steps to develop positive habits from the finest street philosophers. Our goal is to use music to encourage you to reach your true potential and live a more fulfilled life. My name's Trevor Destacher.
And I am Jason Wallace.
And we're your hosts, so let's get to it.
In today's episode, we talk about the law of attraction and specifically how to apply it in your life. But before we get there, let's chat coffee. What you got, Trevor?
So today, I went down the street again to Declu. I got me a nitro brew because it's been weirdly warm outside for winter. I'm just on this iced coffee vibe. I'm still drinking out of my Black Pride mug because it's 24/7, 365. What are you drinking?
You know why it's warm outside, right?
Why not?
The curse has been lifted. We got a new president, man.
True. I didn't think of it that way. Can we get Fire Horse for that?
So anyways, I went down to Main Street Coffee and Treats out there in Largo, Maryland, and got a chai latte, and it's keeping me warm.
I think that's one of the first times that you brought up one that I just don't know about. I need to go check them out.
Oh, it's black owned. I gotta say that.
Oh, you gotta say that. Yep. 365, 24/7. And I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and
I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. My vice president is black. Oh, that's not how the song goes. Sorry. That's not how it goes, but I'm just, go ahead. Sorry, do your thing.
First lady's dress was blue. Today's episode is about the law of attraction. It states that you will attract whatever you focus on the most. Watch what you give your energy and attention to, because that's what you're going to get back. Let's give a quick peek into this Meek Mill and Justin Timberlake song, Believe. Almost made me put my dreams on the shelf. I'm tripping. The laws of attraction, you just think I'm rapping. I'm just putting out the energy so I can grab it. Everything that's in my memory that I imagine is finally here. 100 million in a year.
All right, I see you. You brought the lyrics in a little early today, but we got some time. You know.
Bruh, he said what the law of attraction is. I had to bring it up. It's just, we starting off strong in this episode.
You're right. But if you're talking about attraction, you got to add in. He's mad at that. He's not having that.
So those opposites attract like magnets. Now, you know that ain't the same thing. It's out of context. Meek is talking about having a vision for his future, identifying what he wants, and manifesting it because he imagined it first. That's what today's episode is about, and it's important that we start changing the way that we think, changing the way that we believe, and changing the way we see the possibilities around us.
Yo, you got a little Tupac there on us, didn't you? Let's change the way we eat. Let's change the way we
live. And let's change the way we treat each other. Yeah, so, like, when we first started talking about this episode, that's immediately what I went to, and I knew I wasn't going to quote him on purpose, but then I found a way to do it anyway, so. Jason, give us our first tip on how we can start applying the law of attraction into our lives.
Well, first off, dope breakdown. Let's put some fire horns on Trevor there.
I appreciate it. I'll take it all. Thank you.
So my first step is from one of my all-time favorite artists, the philosopher, the architect of G-Funk, Mr. Warren G. What's up, Negroes and Negrettes? So I actually pulled 2 points about how to activate the law of attraction from his song, I Want It All, featuring Mac 10. I want it all, money, fast cars, diamond rings, gold chains, and champagne, and it's every damn thing. I want it all, houses, expenses, my own business, a truck, and a couple of minutes. I want it all, brand new socks and drawers, and I'm balling every time I stop and talk to y'all. I want it all, I want it all. I love some Warren G, man.
You have not made that apparent at all during this whole venture.
So the first step, right? The first step that I got from this Warren G song was think big. There's nothing wrong with wanting it all. Why not you? Why not? Why can't you have everything you want out of life? Stop shortchanging yourself and settling for less based on some false evaluation of self. You're not perfect, but who is? You're the best version of you, and that's good enough to desire and achieve massive success and have it all. But you have to want it enough to conceive it in your mind first.
So really quick, this isn't like, I'm not pulling this from this is just a lesson in perspective. He wants it all, brand new socks and drawers. That's his all? Like, you always tell when somebody came from the bottom when that's all they want. I know, but, like, that's where he started. Like, I would have never thought of that. You know what that means? In the recording studio, he had a pair of drawers on.
Nothing wrong with one. Trevor, that actually gets to my second point about Warren G, right? So the law of attraction states you have to be specific about what you want. You have to decide exactly what you want. Listen to what he says. Play it again. Get every damn thing, I want it all. Houses, expenses, my own business, a truck, and a couple of bitches, I want it all. Brand new socks and drawers. So he didn't say he wanted it all. He defined exactly what he wanted. He said he wanted diamonds, cash money, socks and drawers. That's what he wanted. He defined it. In his mind, that's what all was. Hear me on this. Extreme clarity leads to extreme results. Don't just say you want to make more money and get mad when you get a $5 raise. You said more. $5 is more. Define exactly what you want, because whatever doesn't get measured doesn't get done. Be clear about your goal. Otherwise, it's just a wish. It's not more money. It's a specific salary. It's not more clients. It's who? What type of clients? Paying what? Don't say I want recognition. You want to be in the local papers, or do you want an Emmy? I'm looking at Trevor here. Say it, write it down, and claim it. Extreme clarity, extreme results. Be clear on what you want, then go get it. Warren G.
I think I've been pretty clear about Miami, dang it. We getting one. I don't have anything to add on that. You kind of just nailed it. I got no notes. What? Get hit me with the speechless button. I'm not even going to hit you with fire horn, just a moment of silence.
You can't leave dead air.
All right, so my point, we're going to the philosopher everybody knows as Lupe Fiasco. No, it's not kick push. You going no heads low. Hey. They telling me that they don't feel you. Hey. We ain't graduate from school. Hey. Them big words ain't cool. Hey. Yeah, I heard me this. Hey. Make a song for the. Hey, we don't care about the weather. Hey, you'll sell more records if you. So, you need to take yourself seriously. If you don't take yourself seriously, you're not going to take the world around you seriously. Buckle up, we're about to take a ride. We've been talking about putting your goals out there. That's neutral energy. What do you back that up with? Neutral energy is just for you. It's not benefiting the people around you. So it comes out in the ways that you act. Are you supporting the people around you? Or are you just tearing them down? That's negative energy. If you back up your neutral energy with negative energy, bad things are going to happen to you. Same thing goes vice versa. If you back up your neutral energy with positive energy, good things are going to happen to you. So it's not just about saying what you want out loud. It's about the actions that you take to support them as well. Thank you for listening to my TED Talk.
When you said back it up, the first thing that came to my mind was. I'm sorry, I had to do it. I'm sorry. Go to your next point. I'm sorry.
So in this song, it's a lot less about the lyrics. It's a lot more about what Lupe Fiasco is doing. At this time, Lupe Fiasco is the only rapper out here glorifying, honestly, rock guitars in a hip-hop song. He's the only one talking about skateboarding. He's the one that glorified skateboarding in a hip-hop song. He was very true to himself. And then he's talking about the people in the industry who should understand him, other rappers that should be understanding where he's coming from, and they're telling him to switch it up. Then you go to the industry professionals doing the same thing. Let's bring that lyric up right now. You've been shedding too much light, Lou. Hey. You're making them want to do right, Lou. Hey. They're getting self-esteem, Lou. Hey. These girls are trying to be queens, Lou. Hey. They're trying to graduate from school, Lou. Yeah. They're starting to think that smart is cool, Lou. Yeah. They're trying to get about the hood, Lou. Yeah. I'll tell you what you should do. Yeah. So, Lupe Fiasco wants to be an MC. It's very clear from the beginning that's what he wants. He doesn't care about the money. He wants the title and the recognition. And today, Lupe Fiasco is probably one of the better recognized, most respected rappers in the game. There's a difference between MC and rapper. We have plenty of rappers out there. We don't have very many MCs. That's a dying breed. Lupe Fiasco made that very clear. That's what he wanted from the very get-go. And he's telling other people around him to build themselves up as well. He put out neutral energy in his goal, and he supported it with positive energy, and he got what he wanted at the end of his career. Well, we're not at the end of his career, but we saw what he had to go through to get to where he is right now. So I wanted to bring this up, not as a quote, but more as just like the general vibe of the song. Highly recommend. If you haven't listened to Food and Liquor, and if you haven't listened to The Cool,
Breath,
yeah, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get out there. Go listen to that. Classics.
Sorry, that stuff just comes to me. It just never been. How's it go, Josh? You know how it goes. I'm everywhere. You never been and better than I ever been. Classic.
Straight classic. I'm better than I ever been. So that was the song that I wanted to bring in. Jason, we got a new voice note in our new voice note feature that everyone should leave a voice note on, because we now have a voice note feature. What do you got?
Can we do like you remember when like maybe the You Got Mail from AOL, or remember when Blue's Clues would get like
mail? You want to do one of those?
Something to say that we got some mail. You know, I don't know. I feel like we should have like a, leave this in, by the way. Mail. All right. So yeah. So today's fan pick actually comes via voice note from, looks like on Instagram, D McClarty. Let's cue it up.
Hey gentlemen, I really enjoy the podcast. Keep it up. This is Duke from Denver, Colorado. When I think of the law of attraction, the song that comes to my mind is Bounce Back by Big Sean. Drop the L and get gory. I done did everything and said worry. Hella drama, my life story. Faith of a mustard seed, I kept growing. I knew that this life was meant for me. People change up more than wishing wells. Karma come around, I wish them well. Living like I'm on a limitless pill. I kill the scene like I'm Denzel. Crazy like my jacket strapped up. I don't act, but I act up. Brown paper bag like the lunch packed up. Back up. I'ma need like 10 feet or get stomped out with 10 feet. I'ma always lose my temper. You cannot count to 10 me. If I lose one, I bounce back like 2-3 did with 4-5. Seen courtrooms and court size. Ain't too many. Seen both sides. What you know? I'm taking back control. The underdog just turned into the wolf, and the hunger steady grows. Yeah, I call shots while you call off. Never take some more fall off. When you stay that committed to it, you just fall down and never fall off. Throughout the whole song, he's admitting he took an L. He got beat. But he stays positive and doesn't let that negative energy creep in and keep him down. And as the song says, he bounces back. I love the second verse of this song, in particular towards the end of the second verse. He speaks to recovering from taking an L. There's so much positive energy here. He says, even after turning into a wolf, he's still hungry. In fact, that hunger is just getting bigger. Says a lot. He follows it up with staying consistent with his positivity. He says, this is steady, consistent, year-round positive energy. Energy for all seasons. And then he closes the verse saying, stay that committed to it, you just fall down and never fall off. He's saying this commitment, this consistency, this positive energy, that when you take the next L, you just fall down. It's temporary. And then you bounce back. Thanks, guys.
Yo, is that what they do in Colorado? Yo, Duke came on the show and just burned it down. I loved it. I mean, if y'all want to come on the show, you got to be like that. If you want to come on this show, you got to bring it like that. So folks that's looking to come on, go to lyricsandlattes.com, leave us a voice note. And Duke, we appreciate you coming on the show, leaving us a voice note and breaking down that lyric. So what I took from this is that he said something at the beginning that he did everything except worry. And worrying is it's like meditating in reverse, right? It's actually somewhat like meditating, right? You're focusing on something for a long time over and over and over again. And number one, it can cause stress, which is, again, the opposite of what meditation can cause. And it also, like, it's the same with the law of attraction, right? Like, you can think positively about something and bring that to you, or you can think negatively about what could possibly happen and bring that to you. So when I think about, you know, worrying and the law of attraction, I see it as being dangerous. Like, you gotta, you know, focus on what you can control and don't worry about what you can't control. That's what I took from that part of the lyric. Trevor?
So I have something I want to add to this lyric, but I have something to add to what you want to say. I want to start glorifying the word worry. I think it's a healthy thing to do.
Really?
Yeah. Fear and worrying are healthy things to do. It means you're alive. It means you got something to lose. That means you're not starting from square one. People that aren't scared, my parents told me, don't you ever fight a person that ain't got nothing to lose. Like, they ain't scared of nothing. Being fearful and worrying about something is perfectly healthy. It means you're planning ahead. You can't start planning ahead without having the initial worry in the first place. So yeah, there are certain things that are always going to be out of your control. But how many things can you get under your control? Look at this podcast, for example. I have my mic right here. I have a backup microphone. And if those don't work, then I have my, like, I know I can record through, if I can get it out of the case, my AirPods. Like, those are three backup case scenarios that I was worried about when we first started up this podcast. And I continue to worry about every podcast.
I don't think we're disagreeing. I think that we actually disagreed on the passion thing before. We disagreed on that heavily. But I think there's a difference between worrying and being prepared, because worrying to me is mean dwelling on something, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you're focused on it, you're dwelling on it, and you're just sitting there thinking about what could happen that could go wrong. What you did was you actually thought about something and then you came with a solution with it. So, and then fear, what did Will Smith say about fear?
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice.
So I think fear and worry both are opposite of, you know, could affect a growth mindset.
I'll give it to you this way. Last one, I promise. So a cup of coffee isn't bad for you. Actually, caffeine is really good for you in doses. Everything's good for you in doses. Caffeine gets your heart pumping first thing in the morning. It's actually a laxative. Gets things moving right on up out of you. But if you overdo it, like we tend to do, 3-4 cups of coffee in a day, that's where it starts to get bad for you. You ever go to the bathroom and it smelled like coffee before? That's where you should probably stop. Drink some water. Like, what's wrong with you? So thanks, Duke, for leaving a lyric via voice note on our website. If you guys want to leave a voice note too, just go to our website, www.lyricslattes.com. And it's right there on the homepage. You just click it and record it, and we'll play it on the show.
Yeah. And what's dope about it, right? You can actually type in his name on Spotify, and this episode will pop up. So you type your name in on Spotify after leaving a voice note. You on a podcast, homie?
I didn't even know you could do that. That's crazy. Okay. Yeah. That's wild. Yo, fam, why aren't y'all leaving us more voice notes, fam? I want to feature y'all. I think the way Duke summed this up was great. I have no notes. He kind of summed it up perfectly. I don't need to leave any notes. He said what needed to be said. Jason, what do you think?
Cool. Yeah, I agree. I agree, man.
So we'll take us to the recap.
All right, folks, here's your brief recap on the law of attraction. 1, you gotta think big. 2, be specific. 3, take yourself seriously. And 4, bounce back. The law of attraction is very real. What you think about will be what you see. Your vision is powerful because you will always move in the direction in which you're looking. Your success will only be limited by your thinking and not what you think you deserve. Think big, be specific, take yourself seriously, and don't be scared about what could happen if you try.
Skirt.
That's your words of wisdom, and we'll let you go with that.
We have a new voice note feature on our website, if I haven't made that extremely clear this episode. If you want to hear a topic, you want to add a lyric, or just want to hear yourself on the podcast, leave us a voice note. Go to lyricsandlattes.com where you can do that.
And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. You can stay connected to us on social media at Lyrics and Lattes.